Like moths to a flame, players are drawn to this remarkable machine. Can someone emerge £10,000 richer? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Bob. I'm a retired taxi driver and I come from West Sussex.
I'm Leonie, a psychology student from Liverpool.
I'm Chris, a shop owner from Cheshire.
I'm Brad, a recruitment manager from Surrey.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round must leave the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In October 2014, which member of the royal family sent their first tweet signed Elizabeth? Chris.
Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
I can accept that. Elizabeth it was, Queen Elizabeth the Queen. Yes, she signed it Elizabeth R. Chris, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one for us, please. Now then, Chris, let's see what this first drop can give us. Can you start it in style? Got it down. Quite a busy drop.
Ooh.
It's got some there. Coming for the double.
Oh,
you've
wow.
got three there, Chris. It's a tidy start. £150.
That's great.
Across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Chris, you're off the mark. £150. Okay. You've still got two counters. Next question. The Academy Award-winning song, When You Wish Upon a Star, featured in which 19... Leone?
Cinderella.
1940 Disney film. It was Pinocchio, Leone. Pinocchio, not Cinderella. Leone, we steal a counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. You're down to two counters. Next question. The name of which American state is the only one to begin with the letter H? Chris.
Hawaii.
It is Hawaii. Well done, Chris. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
And drop zone one.
Load up drop zone one, please. Double is edging ever closer, isn't it, Chris? Can you get it?
I hope so.
The other side.
Oh, wrong
push
way.
Push the mystery over a bit further.
Yeah, might do that. You're right, Bob. You've got a couple there, though. Maybe add
could
at least one.
Come on. Oh,
yep,
yes.
There is one. £50 across the tipping point there, Chris.
Thank you.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you now have £200. You've got one counter left to play.
OK.
Next question. What style of boot is nicknamed Welly? Bob.
The Wellington boot.
It is a Wellington boot, Bob. You're right. We'd like to play or pass, Bob.
I'll play in drop zone one, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone one for Bob, please. Oh, Bob, 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 get it down, get it down. Took a bit of a risk with your timing then.
Yeah,
you got it down, though. Might work out nicely.
I need that. Well, you could get the mystery over the top and push the others, can't we?
Could do, could
Go on,
do.
Make an effort.
Go on.
Oh, Bob. Bob, I'm afraid nothing for your first drop. You're down to two counters. Next question. How many points are there on the Star of David? Brad.
Six.
There are six. Yes, Brad, you're absolutely right. Now then, would you like to play or pass?
I will play and I will also go for drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. Top shelf looks good on the right. Doubles on the left.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a crazy drop in the end.
Oh,
but
wow.
But it could work out. Oh! Brad, that was a tidy drop. Six counters across the tipping point, £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Got two counters left to play as well. Next question. In the TV series Doctor Who, Which actress played the Doctor's companion, Rose Tyler? Leone.
Billy Piper.
Yes, it was Billy Piper. Well done, Leone, well done.
Well done.
So, would you like to play a pass?
Can I play, please, Drop Zone 2?
Can. Light up Drop Zone 2 for Leone, please. Right then, Leone, let's see if we can get you some money. The bottom shelf looks good. Top shelf, not bad either. What do you reckon, Leone?
I don't know.
It's good.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. I'm hoping my years in the arcade games have been a
while. Oh, it's riding.
Oh, no.
No.
That was bad luck.
Oh, Leone, that's brutal. So nothing to add to your score. So you've got one counter left, Leone, nothing in the bank. Next question. A paddock is a small field most commonly used to keep and exercise which animal? Chris.
A horse.
Correct. You have one counter left. Do you want to play or pass?
I'd like to play, and I'll go for Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, load up Drop Zone 1 for us, please. Doubles on the edge. Can you get it in, though?
Ooh, looks all right.
Is it going to be flat? Oh, it's riding!
Oh, it's riding!
Chris, that's your last counter.
Oh.
It's riding and it's not going to give you anything, I'm afraid. So, Chris, you stay on £200. You have now used up your third and final counter, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
OK.
Next question. The East Sussex town of Battle is named after which famous battle? Bob.
The Battle of Hastings, 1066.
1066, you're absolutely right. Bob, yep, no problems there. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play, please, Ben. I'll play Drop Zone 1 because I think I've got a good chance of getting that double out.
Light up Drop Zone 1 for Bob, please. Oh, that's a very clean drop
the wrong
there,
side,
Bob.
Side, isn't it?
Is it going to get anything over, though?
Oh, no.
So, Bob, you're down to one counter with nothing in the bank. Leone's got one counter with nothing in the bank. Chris has used all three of hers. Brad, you've got two counters with £300. Next question. We Are One, Olé Olá, was the official song for which 2014 sporting event held in Brazil? Brad.
The World Cup.
Yes, it was the FIFA World Cup. Brad, now then, would you like to play or pass?
I will play Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
OK, come on now. Light up Drop Zone 1. Chris has tried, Bob's tried. Brad, can you succeed where the others have failed? And get this double counter out.
That's the plan.
A rapid drop, there's an ambient drop on 2. There we go. Is it going to fall? Is that far enough over? Oh, Brad! So close, and still it stays in. That's another 5 across the tipping point for your second drop, £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £550. You've got one counter left. Next question. What colour are the plaques administered by English, Brad?
Blue.
What colour are the plaques administered by English Heritage that commemorate where famous people lived in London? They are blue, Brad. Absolutely right. So, your last counter. Would you like to play or pass?
I will play, and we'll see if the double counter can be teased out.
Drop zone 1.
Drop zone 1, please.
Fire it up, please. Right then, Brad. I think that might be the wrong side for the double. Might ride as well. Oh, yeah, it is a rider.
It is.
So another rider.
Three riders on the spin.
Oh, dear.
We had a fair few so far. So, Brad, you draw a blank with your final counter. You stay on £550. Leone and Bob, just the two of you left in, one counter each. Next question. What nationality was the novelist Marcel Proust? Bob.
Is he French?
Yes, he was French. Would you like to play, Bob?
I'm going to play Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Drop Zone 1 it is. Light it up, please.
And I hope it sticks to the edge.
Could be the one to get the double.
That is the side if they'll go over. Will I get...
You got two across the tipping point. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's £100 for those two. Of course, one crucially is the double counter as well. So we double your drop. So £100 more we add in. And with that single drop on your last counter, we take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That gives you £200, and that heaps the pressure on Leone. Right, Leonie, just you left in. You've got one counter left to play. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. You need to do it the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, try and have a guess.
OK.
Here we go. What name is given to the period of absence from work granted to a father immediately after the birth of his child?
Paternity leave.
That's right. Well done, Leonie. So, one counter to put in the machine. You need to do your best to get at least four out to draw your level with Bob and Chris.
Drop zone one, please.
OK, we're going to light up drop zone one, please. Your last counter here, Leonie.
Good luck.
Can you get something out? What do you think?
I didn't really want it over there.
No, it's not the wrong side.
Oh, no, Leonie.
Oh, well.
Nothing to add to your score. So, as things stand, Brad is leading on £550. Chris and Bob both have £200. Leonie has nothing in her bank. But it's not over yet. There is one counter in the penalty pot up for grabs as I ask you all one question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put this counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Leonie, you're in last place at the moment. You need to give me the right answer if you can to have a chance of going through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. Which pork-based foodstuff completes the phrase, bring home the... Brad.
Bacon.
It is bacon. Yes, Brad, you were the fastest there. Leonie, I'm afraid that means you're going to go home.
That's OK. Bad
Brad, you get to put the counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, please.
OK, let's line up drop zone two for Brad. Just the second one outside of drop zone one it's been in this round. Let's see what we can get here, Brad. Kind of about there?
Yes.
Between them, though, it might just split them. Oh, it's riding as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Can we get a little bit of a nudge, maybe something? A little nudge.
Oh, no.
So, the score stays there. Brad is leading on £550 from Chris and Bob on £200 each. Leonie, I'm afraid, with nothing in your bank, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Bob, Chris and Brad have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Brad, you are currently our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to ask Chris or Bob to go instead?
I'm going to play, I think. Get it out of the way.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Brad. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
OK.
Ready? Your time starts now. Which city was the main setting for the BBC sitcom Only Fools and Horses?
London.
Correct. In the Zodiac, which star sign is represented by the crab?
Cancer.
Correct. Which Australian actor plays the title role in the hit films Thor and Thor the Dark World?
Chris Hemsworth.
Correct. What does the letter U stand for in the name of the international organisation, the EU?
Union.
Correct. Chronologically, The Magician's Nephew is the first book of what series written by C.S. Lewis?
Chronicles of Narnia.
Correct. The Hillary Shield is a rugby union trophy contested between England and which other country?
Italy.
It's not Italy. A little ambient drop at the end there, and you managed to hold your focus, Brad. Well done. It wasn't Italy, it's New Zealand. You've got five correct answers, Brad. That's a really good score.
OK.
Where do you want to start?
Drop zone two.
OK, please. Let's light up drop zone two, please. Let's see what we can get here now, Brad. Is that the one gap in drop
zone
two?
Probably, yes.
It probably is, yeah, look.
Yeah, go on, go on,
no,
go on. Oh, no.
They're going to go
now. Go now. Oh, I tell you what.
OK, I'll take that.
They managed to seesaw a few over then, I think, Brad. Three across the tipping point. It's £150 there, Brad, with your first drop. Very nice. You've got four more to put in.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, let's have drop zone one, please. Right-hand side would be nice, that tipping point. Looking pretty generous. Down you go.
Will that be good? That's not going
to... Oh, no. Set them up nicely. They're just clinging to that top shelf, though, Brad. So, three more to go.
I'll stick with drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please.
Yeah, let's see if they hang on again.
Yeah. you go.
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
is that better?
That's got to go this time.
Does that look better?
Oh, come God.
Nice board shovel. Two front.
Oh,
yes, Brad. That's another eight across the tipping point. That's £400. 550 is what you've got. So you've got another two counts to put in.
I think I'm going to switch to drop zone three, please.
OK, first time today. Let's go for drop zone three, please. Shift that double over the shelf as well. There you go, a nice, quick settle. And you've got the double straight into play.
Could help somebody.
Yeah, there's two there. Another one as well, Brad. Another £150 goes in. Let's add in £150. £700, and you've got one more counter, Brad.
I will stick with drop zone three, please.
OK, fire up drop zone three again, please. Left side this time.
OK.
Maybe bring that mystery counter into play.
It's all for the team. Okay.
Get some more. Yes, you can. Another two. A few hanging on to the edge, but another two across the tipping point. £100 we add in, so it's £800 that you finish up with, Brad. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Your score is £1,350. Well done.
Thanks.
OK, so, Chris, Bob, you both have £200 each, but, Chris, by virtue of the fact that you answered a question before Bob in the first round, that means you get to go first now, okay, if you so choose. You can play next, or you could put Bob into play.
I think I'll play, please.
Okay. 30 seconds for Chris, please. Your time starts now. In the USA, sweets and chocolate are more commonly known by what collective term?
Candy.
Correct. Bordered by Russia and China, Mongolia is a landlocked country on which continent?
Asia.
Correct. Which Australian female rapper has had UK hits with Work, Bounce and
Pass.
Fancy? Iggy Azalea. In 1912, the Titanic sank when it collided with what type of natural formation?
An iceberg.
Correct. Which weapon goes with cloak in a phrase used to describe intrigue and espionage?
Dagger.
Correct. The olfactory nerve links the nose to which organ of the human body?
Pass.
It's the brain. It's the brain. Chris, you've got four rights.
OK.
Four counters in. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll probably go with drop zone three and try and get that mystery counter up.
OK, the mystery's there, the double's there. Light up three for us, please. Straight
yes.
for that mystery counter.
Wow.
Be nice,
yes. Good spot.
That's where you wanted to push it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I wanted it.
OK, let's see if we can get some to get us started.
Oh!
So, two to start with. £100 there.
OK.
Across the tipping point. Where next?
I think drop zone three again, please.
Fire up three, please. Oh, there you go. Hectic settle, but you get it down.
That might just push those off. Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes! Yeah. Are you going to move?
Oh, no!
So, Chris, you've set up the shelf even more.
Yeah.
Nothing drops for you, though. Two more to put in.
I think I'll go for drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three for Chris, please.
You're on the left, aren't you?
Yeah, on the left would be good.
Oh, really busy drop.
Perfect.
Settled, though. Threw itself down.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few.
Come on now, is the mystery going to get some movement? Oh. So another two, so you're up another £100, up to £200. I thought you were going to get more then, Chris.
I did too.
You've got one more to put in. What about this last one, then?
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone three, please. Side two.
I'd still get something off that
nice
box.
And straight.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well,
yes,
that could
please.
Be,
that's going to be a few.
Oh! They're hanging on the edge, Chris, dangling.
That is so unlucky, isn't it?
I can't believe they've not gone. Another two did drop, though, so we can add in another £100. So it's £300 you finish up with. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Chris, you have £500. Well
Thank
done.
You.
So, Bob, just you now. Ready?
Ready.
30 seconds for Bob. Your time starts now. Which food traditionally forms the toad in the English dish Toad in the Hole?
Sausage.
Correct. Built in 1813, Puffing Billy was an early model of what form of transport?
A steam train.
Correct. Used in Chinese cuisine, hoisin sauce is chiefly made from which bean?
A pass.
It's the soya bean. Which legendary creature from Scotland is commonly referred to by its nickname Nessie?
Loch Ness Monster.
Correct. Which specific branch of biology is concerned with the study of animals?
Oh, blown it. Oh, sorry, the brain stopped.
Zoology.
Zoology.
OK, look, you got three right. Three chances. We need six counters to catch Chris. What do you reckon?
I think we'll have to go for drop zone three, I think.
Fire up drop zone three, please.
You feel that anywhere might do, then?
Do, yeah. Something over.
Except possibly... Oh, that's
no,
OK.
It
that might
do
be strange.
It might be OK.
Yeah. It might be looking.
For that double counter as well.
So, want any riders, so do we?
It's flat.
That could knock them.
Could still stay on the top, you know, that one. I thought it would, yes.
Oh, no!
Just, there's a bit of a gap there, isn't there, underneath?
Nope, they're staying where they are, Bob. So, two more to put in.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone three, please.
Could
have done with that going flat.
That could go riding on that one.
It could.
Just about.
So we still need six counters out to draw level with Chris. One more to put in.
Drop zone three, please.
Fire up, please.
Oh,
it's on the wrong side. Look at that. Unbelievable, isn't it?
You never know.
No.
Oh, no.
Goodness me.
Didn't want to know. No. Never mind.
So nothing from your three counters, Bob, which means the scores stay as they were. Brad is our leader on £1,350. Chris is through with £500. Bob, you gave it a great shot, but I'm afraid with £200, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much. It's been a good day. Lovely.
So it's Chris and Brad who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Chris and Brad. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on our machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. So, Brad, you are leading, so it's your choice. You can take the first question. Or you could pass it to Chris.
I'll take the first question, please.
OK, first question for you. What name is shared by a pre-decimal British coin and the present-day currency of Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania? Now, you can pass this if you're not sure, but would Chris know?
I'm not sure, so I'm going to pass it over.
Chris, great opportunity to steal here.
I think it could be a shilling. Or it could be a half crown. I'll go with guinea.
Guinea. Is the answer guinea? It's the shilling.
Oh,
the shilling is what they use as their currency, and you named it as well, Chris.
I know.
Hard luck, though. You had to give it a go, and you gave it a decent shot, Brad.
OK.
It worked out nicely for you. You get to put the counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
They've been waiting for a while, so I'm going to hope I can dislodge that little section at the bottom of drop zone three.
Okay, load up drop zone three for us. It's a tidy looking machine at the minute, Brad. There's a lot there. When you're ready. Oh. Is that the right side?
Not really.
Get something over that shelf. Nice broad
Could
shelf.
Do.
That double's going to come close as well. Oh, Brad! Three across the tipping point into the win zone. £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Your money goes up to £1,500. There's now £1,000 between you, but the overhang is spectacular.
There.
Okay, Chris, we come to you for your first question.
Okay.
In 1755, Samuel Johnson published what is often considered to be the first comprehensive example of what type of book? You can pass it if you're not sure.
I think I'll probably pass it.
OK, here we go then, Brad. Time for you to try and work out the answer here.
I'm thinking about dictionaries, medical reference books, encyclopedias. The only other one I can think of is a diary, but I'm not sure if people would have published those earlier than that.
So if you're going to go with one, which one would you go with?
I'm going to say diary. I don't know, so it's a guess.
In 1755, did Samuel Johnson publish the first example of a diary? It's a dictionary, Brad. You said it. Well done, Chris. That was a good pass. It worked out nicely for you. You get to put the counter into the machine. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go in drop zone 3, please.
Light up drop zone 3 for us, please.
That's a good place.
Is it going to get them?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, please.
Here they come.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Wow.
Wow.
Chris, you needed 20 counters to draw level. Uh-huh. That's 15 across the tipping point with one huge drop.
Wow.
£750 with one go. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And you've closed the gap dramatically to just £250. There is now only 5 counters in it. Very well played.
Thank you.
OK, Brad, time for your second question.
OK.
In 2006, which royal won BBC Sports Personality of the Year 35 years after her mother had won the trophy?
I'm thinking that it's Zara Phillips because she was in the horse trials or eventing, and I think Princess Anne was in a similar event. So I'm going to go with Zara Phillips.
Chris, Brad said Zara Phillips. What would you have said?
I would have said Zara Phillips.
You would have
said
the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's find out then, Brad. Have you kept the counter? Is it Zara Phillips? It is indeed. Well done, Brad.
Okay.
Right. Big question now. Where'd you go next?
I'm going to go for drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Okay, first time today. Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. A lot on top and bottom here. Yeah, nice down, settled. You should get a couple over.
Oh, yeah.
3 flip for you. Bring the mystery into play. And that's another 3 across the tipping point. £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,650, Brad. Chris, we come to you for your second question. Cavity Sam is the name of the patient in which classic children's board game that requires a steady hand?
Well, I think I know this one, so I'm going to play this one.
OK.
I think it's Operation.
Is Cavity Sam the patient in Operation? Yes, he is. Right, then, we need a steady hand here, Chris, cos we need to try and close this gap again.
I'm going to go for drop zone 4, please, Ben.
OK. Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. Right side.
Right. Yeah,
it's just a little bit too far that way, I think.
Could you get that mystery, maybe? Remember, it's 8 that we're after.
I think we'll get some.
Oh, no!
Chris! They are well hung over the edge, but they're not going to drop for you, Chris. I'm afraid you stay on £1,250. Brad, time for your third and final question.
OK.
What is the sum of the lowest 3 prime numbers? Now, you can pass this to Chris if you're not sure. Do you think she knows the prime numbers?
Do you know your prime numbers? No, you're not going to say. I'm going to take a chance and play it.
OK.
And I think, if I'm right, a prime number is a number that can only be divided by itself from 1.
OK.
So I'm going to say 9.
She
1,
said 9.
3... and 5.
So, prime number can only be divided by itself and 1. You say the lowest 3 are 1, 3 and 5. So when you add them together, it's 9. Have you got it right?
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Is the answer 9? It's 10. Brad, the lowest prime numbers are 2, 3 and 5, which adds up to 10. 1 isn't a prime number, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So, at a very crucial moment, we hand the counter to Chris. Where are you going to put it?
Oh, drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 4. Down.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Think it's good.
Oh, wow.
That's a great spot, Chris.
Oh.
Oh, it's hanging on. It is hanging on.
Oh, no.
What twists this machine has for us.
Oh, my word.
Brad can't believe it. Sadly, nothing to add. So you stay 8 counters away. But, Chris, time for your third and final question. What name is given to the process in which water passes through the cells of a plant, allowing the stem to remain rigid? You can pass this to Brad if you're not sure.
I don't really know. I mean, I know a few terms with plants, but I'm not sure that they're the right ones.
Are you going to play, Chris?
No, I'm going to pass.
Right then, Brad. Chris has passed over to you. This is critical right now, Brad. If you give me the right answer, you're playing for £10,000. If you're wrong, Chris has one last chance.
Can you tell I'm not a keen gardener? I'm going to say it's the process of absorption.
Absorption. Is the answer absorption? Osmosis.
Oh, process of osmosis.
Chris, one more counter. One last chance. 8 counters out and you draw level. 9 counters and you're playing for £10,000.
I'm going to go for drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. Here we go. What's it got? Oh, it's out and it's flat.
Oh, please, go flat.
Settle nicely, it is. Can you get something over that shelf? There's 3. You need 8. 9 to go through. You needed 8 to draw level.
Okay.
That's 7 across the tipping point. You've come up just short. Goodness me, how close when we take the £350 from the machine and put it into your bank.
Oh, well.
There was just £50 in it. It's been an incredible game. Congratulations, Brad. You are today's winner with £1,650. Chris, what a game. We've loved it and we've loved you, but I'm afraid with £1,600, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
I've had a lovely day, so I've enjoyed it anyway.
Great stuff. Thank you, Chris.
OK.
Brad, goodness me, you can breathe now.
Yeah, that was a little bit too close for comfort.
Very, very close, but all you needed was that £50, because that means you're going to be playing for £10,000. In a few moments, Brad, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. Yeah. If you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000.
OK.
Can Brad master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Brad is our winner today. He currently has £1,650. That was very close.
Yes, it was very close.
What were you thinking as she put in that final counter?
I was trying to look and see how many had dropped, and I could see there was some sitting underneath, so I just didn't know, and it was a bit too close comfort.
£50 was all it took, but it's £50 that puts you here in the final. Yep. £1,650 is a nice amount of money. £10,000, though, Brad. Goodness me, what would you like to do with that?
When my son found out I was coming on the show, he turned around and said to me, oh, we've decided what you can spend the winnings on, Daddy.
Brilliant.
And apparently Dylan and my youngest son, Henry, have discussed the topic.
And they're 5 and 7.
Yep. They've decided that Henry will be moved out of his bedroom.
OK.
He will share with Dylan. They'll get bunk beds.
Right.
And we'll be converting Henry's room into a home cinema.
I love it.
Yep.
So that's the plan?
That's their plan. Yeah. I think my wife and myself are probably more likely to use it for other things, but...
Well, look, either way, fingers crossed we can get you £10,000. Because whatever happens, we'd love for you to go home with the jackpot.
Thanks.
OK, it's time to find out whether Brad's going to win our £10,000 jackpot today. In a few moments, he's going to put the jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, Brad, all you need to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you 6 question categories. For each category, you can choose to play 1, 2, or 3 counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have that one double counter in the machine.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the jackpot counter itself, but it will still double anything else that falls with it. It's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't get your hands on the jackpot, if you get that into the win zone, you could still leave with a considerable amount of money.
OK.
That said, we need to sort out the home cinema, so we want to send you home with £10,000.
OK.
All right? So the first thing we need to do, where should we put the jackpot counter?
The top shelf's looking kind of bare in a lot of places, so I'm going to go for drop zone 4.
Yeah? OK, let's stick with drop zone 4. Please light it up. Only used it the once so far today. Your least favourite of all the drop zones.
Yeah.
Let's get this jackpot counter in when you're ready, Brad.
OK.
OK. Nice and flat, up against the side. Let's see what we get here. Maybe get that mystery counter over to get started. Yes, we did. Three counters across the tipping point, so £150 straight away. So we'll go up to £1,800. And you've got yourself a mystery prize, which is a nice way to start. You've won an off-road Segway experience for two, courtesy of Cheshire Segway.
Brilliant.
Very nice. You ever been on a Segway before?
I haven't, no.
They're thoroughly entertaining.
I'm looking forward.
You'll have a great day. £1,800 is what you've got. Your jackpot counter's nice and flat, up against the edge. We're in good shape. Let's have a look at the categories, please. Music, language, space, history, human body and film. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, give me your first subject and for how many counters?
I'm just going to play top to bottom and hope for the best. So I'll start with music, please, and I will go with three counters.
OK, we'll have a music question for three counters to get us started, please. What is the title of Charles Aznavour's only UK number one single? Her, she or woman?
Well, the only one that's jumping out is She, which I'm pretty sure was on the soundtrack of Notting Hill, but I think it was someone else that sang it. Mm. So that's the only song title I can see. So I'm going to go with She.
Should we light up She?
Yep, light it up, please.
Start with She, please. OK, let's find out if you've chosen the right one. Is the answer She? Yes, it is. Oof. It was in Notting Hill, yeah. And it was Elvis Costello that sung it.
It was.
Three counters, Brad.
OK.
Drop zone 4.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Come on now, Brad.
Easy as that.
Oh, Brad. It's a lovely start.
Please go flat.
Come on now, be flat. Come on now. Yes. Right. There we go. OK. So we can start with. There's a few that are going to go there. That's three across the tipping point.
OK, that's a good start.
£150, they said that in, Brad. So we're up to £1,950. One more just like that. Drop zone 4 again.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. It's a perfect drop, Brad. One more like that, please. Go on. Is that too far over? Get a nudge. OK, that's OK. We can clear on that. It's another four across the tipping point. So another £200 goes in. The money goes up to £2,150. One more to go.
Yeah.
Drop zone 4.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. Ah!
Wrong side.
The only one that's deserted us slightly. Not to worry. OK. So, £2,150, jackpot counter. It's already on the edge of that top shelf. We're looking good. Back to the categories. Language, next one down.
Language, please.
For how many?
Three.
Language for three counters, please. The term da capo in a piece of music is an instruction for the player to do what? Repeat from the start, pluck the strings, or change key?
OK, well, I think pluck the strings is pizzicato. I'm sure that's the phrase for plucking. I don't think you have an instruction to change key. I think you just have the key symbol to tell you if you're changing key. So I'm going to go with repeat from the start.
Repeat from the start?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
Light up, repeat from the start, please. Is the answer repeat from the start? It is. It literally means from the head, da capo, in Italian.
OK.
Well done. Three more counters.
I'll stick with drop zone 4, please.
Fire it up, please. Let's get it over that shelf now, Brad. There, come on, get down, get down. OK.
That's not ideal.
It's not, because that could split them. Oh, you're OK, you're OK. Now we needed to sneak over to the right, shift it all. Go on. Go on. Yes! Come on now. Well done, mate. Three across the tipping point. £150 goes in to the machine. We're up to £2,300. We've got two to go.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up four, please. There again. Your charm down machine.
I'm using
here.
My luck.
Give it again. Give it again. Yes. Come on now, Brad. Come on. Three more across the tipping point. £150 goes into the machine. We're up to £2,450. Your jackpot counter is right there, Brad. It's right on the edge. One more to put in the machine. Drop zone four?
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. Come on now.
Oh. OK. Oh. A bit too much to hope for.
I think it was. Can we get anything, maybe a little nudge on it? Another two across the tipping point.
OK.
Let's put another £100 in. £2,550. Look where your jackpot counter is, Brad.
I am. I can't take my eyes off it.
So, so close. Let's get back to the categories.
Space, please, Ben.
Space for how many?
Three.
Let's have a space question for three counters, please. What type of astronomical object is Betelgeuse? Galaxy, star or comet? Betelgeuse, you ever heard of it? Anything like it?
Well, I'm guessing this isn't referring to the film with Michael Keaton. And I know they mention it in a Blur song. I'm going to go with comet. Only because it was mentioned in that song. There's so many stars. Would they have picked that one? I don't know. Complete guess, Ben, but I'm going to go with comet, please.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
We're going to go with comet, please. Is Betelgeuse a comet? Oh, it's a star.
Star, okay.
One of the brightest stars in the sky. It's
and
in
I
the constellation
will never
Orion.
Forget that.
Okay, first stumble. It's our first stumble, Brad. Yep. We're still in really great shape. We've still got three categories left. Let's have a look at them. History, human body, and film.
History for three, please.
Okay, we'll have a history question for three counters, please. Robert the Bruce ruled as King of Scotland during which century? 14th century, 15th century, or 16th century?
For some reason, when the question came up, I was thinking it was 1400 and something. So I'm going to go with the 15th century, please. Complete guess.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take 15th century, please. Was Robert the Bruce King of Scotland in the 15th century? It was the 14th.
Okay.
1306 to 1379. OK, we are very, very close, but we've just hit a bit of a roadblock, Brad. Yeah. Let's go back to the categories.
OK. Human body for three, please.
OK, we'll have a human body question for three counters, please. Caused by a lack of vitamin D, the disease rickets primarily affects the development of which part of the body? Bone, muscle or eyes?
Bone was my first instinct, because I'm pretty sure it's joints, so I'm going to go with bone, please, Ben.
Bone?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take bone, please. Is the answer bone? Yes!
Oh, OK.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's what we needed. Affects bone development in children, of course, without the vitamin D. They need it. Strong, straight bones. One strong, straight drop is what we need.
OK. Let's go with drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four for us.
One
come on now.
One good,
good drop, Brad. You're one good drop away from a brand new home cinema. Not that way.
No, that's not the way.
Okay, maybe we can shift that double though. Is it going to go for us? Okay, not this time.
Okay, we'll stick with drop zone four, please.
Fire it up, please. Still after that one good drop, Brad.
It's right up at the edge. Dropped a bit too
just
quickly.
Just deserting you a little bit.
Might have used up all my luck.
Another two go over the tipping point. That's another £100. We're up to £2,650. One more to put in.
Drop zone four again, please.
Fire it up, please. Is this our £10,000 drop, Brad? There! Settle down. Come on now, Brad. Is this your £10,000?
Oh, my Lord.
You beauty! How about that?
When I woke up this morning, I was thinking, oh, it would be a nice day out. You know, if I can come away with anything, it would be amazing. Wasn't expecting that.
£10,000!
That's incredible. That is incredible.
So in round one, Brad took the lead thanks to a couple of strong drops. It was a nail-biting round three, wasn't it? But finally, Brad triumphed with just £50 between him and Chris. In the final round, despite a bit of a wobble in the middle, he got his hands on the jackpot counter with his ninth counter into the machine, and he goes home with £10,000. And of course, you've won your Segway experience as well, Brad.
Yeah.
What an extraordinary day. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Brilliant. It's been fantastic fun. Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Congratulations. Enjoy the money as well.
I will do.
There you go. What a game from Brad. He's taking £10,000. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.